Welcome. Thank you for joining me today. My name is Stefania and I'm the teacher at English in the Morning. In this episode, I'm going to talk about manners. Good and bad manners and some cultural aspects. Let me start with some questions here. In your opinion, what is the correct way to greet a person you have never met? Shaking hands? Bowing? Is there another way? Do you introduce yourself or wait for another person to introduce you? Society expects us to show good manners. You can see that when you go onto a bus or a train, and there are some signs to show you should leave that seat in the front for a person with disabilities, an elderly person, or a pregnant woman. Table manners, such as not putting elbows on the table or not talking with our mouths full. Organization, as in keeping a tidy room, and responsibilities and priorities, such as finishing homework before going out to play. Social behavior, as in greeting people and saying please and thank you. These are some examples of good manners people can learn at home, and they are going to help them to interact well in society. How were you raised? Did you learn these manners at home? How do you react when you bump into someone? Do you automatically say sorry, even if you were not really responsible for that? Do you reach for things at the table or do you ask for them? Now, what about this? A young woman passes through a door and lets it close behind her. Right behind her, there's another woman and the door closes in her face. Or you are dining with a friend and this friend reaches to your plate, grabs a fill of your French fries and keeps talking. Is it bad manners? What is worse in your opinion? It's quite interesting to observe that there are lists of all kinds of things on the internet. And I found a list of bad manners that are considered annoying. Well, it's nothing official. It's just one person's opinion. But it has some modern bad manners aspects that we could certainly agree with. People listening to music or watching videos without headphones in public. People who text in the movie theater. People who show up to a play date with a sick child. These are some on the list. What would you add to this list? Well, that's it for today. I hope it gave you some food for thought and some new vocabulary to learn. Come back next week when I'm going to talk about curiosity. Are you curious already?